Sundays at midnight on KRVS.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the area. Partly sunny for the afternoon, remainder of the afternoon. High of around 87 degrees. Winds from the south at 10 miles per hour. A 50% chance of light precipitation. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are moving into the picture this evening. Oh, going down to about a 30% chance overnight. Mostly cloudy with a low of 70 degrees. Winds from the south at 5 to 10. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday morning. Partly sunny with a high of 87. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 86 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Judith Merriweather will join us a little later in the hour at 4 o'clock. It's All Things Considered from NPR News. We begin with music by Antonin Dvorak, his Serenade for String Orchestra in E Major, Opus 22. Herbert von Karajan conducts the Berlin Philharmonic. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Herbert von Karajan conducted the Berlin Philharmonic in a performance of Antonin Dvorak's Serenade for String Orchestra in E Major, Opus 22. It's almost 32 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Right now we're going to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios is Lacey Dupree, here to talk about a really fascinating project. She is eventually on her way to graduate school out on the West Coast, but along the way, she and her partner, Robert Burwell, are working on a project called Something for Wilderness, and it's a time-intensive, distance-intensive project, Lacey.
Yes.
And so maybe first of all, just kind of encapsulate for people what exactly the project is.
Okay. It's and also it's Something for Wildness, mm-hmm. and it comes from a John Muir quote, mm. And do something for wildness and make the mountains glad. Mm. So we'll be on the road for several months, anywhere between 2 and 5. We're just not sure how long it's going to take. We're going to go to pretty much every mainland U.S. national park west of the Mississippi River. So the East Coast ones, there's just a few there. We're not going to hit those up. But we will be photographing the parks as well as the rangers there, and taking portraits, landscape, photographs. I'll be doing art along the way, and then we will compile all of that into an art photo essay book. Yes. And a portion of the sales of that book will go to the PAMS Foundation, which is a not-for-profit in Tanzania, Africa. And they are just fabulous. I've been in touch with them. They support rangers internationally. They're at the forefront of conservation worldwide.
Well, tell us how your interest in rangers, park rangers, developed.
To me, rangers are the stewards that connect, all of us in terms of global conservation and biodiversity. They preserve biodiversity at basically the ground level. So this project is going to connect the U.S. Rangers and Rangers internationally, basically, because, the PAMS Foundation is hosting the 7th World Ranger Congress, and my book will be there. Right? And if the book is not done by then, they're going to certainly have promo material there for the book. That Congress is in November in Tanzania, and U.S. Rangers are there, and just to make that global connection. Mm-hmm. Of these fabulous people that devote their lives to stewardship.
I think for many of us, our experience with rangers is either from commercials, where they're asking people not to smoke.
Right, Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear, or not to litter. I think many people have a very narrow vision of what park rangers are. Some of us have been to a national park, many people haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess their sense of what you're talking about may not be as fully realized.
Right.
And so when you say that they're stewards, describe all the various things that rangers do that you're interested in.
Okay. Well, basically, they do a little bit of everything. They're mostly called jack of all trades. Many rangers start out as seasonal workers. That's here in the U.S., and it's not, for years that they become, hired full-time. And they will, prevent forest fires or rescue people or protect watershed areas and advocate for that, for different types of political legislation. They do that because they're on the ground. And internationally, it's pretty amazing. The U.S. has a great system. We don't need as much of the conservation efforts that the rangers do internationally. They're actually stopping poaching. Mm-hmm. We don't have much poaching going on here. They're stopping a lot of water pollution and a lot of just invasion of these wild habitats that happens by, invasive species, or even trying to navigate cultural boundaries and things. There's, just in Tanzania, there's several tribes there, and they're all vying for different resources. And the rangers are balancing that with, actually the animals there too.
So they're diplomats. Sometimes.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. They do so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So have you actually been to some national parks and photographed and done some artwork already?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I have done that. And I haven't been all the way yet. We're going all the way up to Banff, Canada and all this. So I've never been there. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to try out, I have a brand new tripod, and just some great, great epic landscapes. I'm excited to get a hold of.
And I also think people may not have a sense of how many national parks there are on the continental U.S.
Yes, on the continental U.S., there's over 50. We're going to hit over 30 of them. You know, there's a few on the East Coast and, you know, Great Smoky Mountains. Those we've been to, but we're just not going to visit them on this trip. Mm-hmm. My goal is to get many, many worldwide, you know, national parks under my belt and make an international book later. But I'll start here with this book. Yes.
What a vision and goal. if you have just tuned in, listening to this amazing vision here, my guest is Lacey Dupree, talking about her project, which will be a book called Something for Wildness. And again, from a John Muir quote, people may want to, before we continue talking, know if there's a place they can go to find out more about the project?
Sure, there certainly is. It's www.somethingforwildness.com. That's also the email address, somethingforwildness@gmail.com. And there is a Facebook page and event page, of course.
Okay, so lots of ways to find out more about the project. So how are you imagining photographing many of these rangers? I mean, this is not going to be a landscape book. You're really focusing on the rangers.
Yes, it will actually be both. Mm-hmm. I will probably get a portrait, a very up-close portrait of the ranger, or maybe just of their hands, if they're uncomfortable with the portrait, or maybe something that they love about the park that they are currently working in, as well as maybe their favorite spot in the park, or maybe my favorite spot once I talk to them. Mm-hmm. You know, so it might be, the layout is going to differ page to page, but I'm envisioning a landscape photograph next to a portrait, or vice versa, you know, next to their hands or their favorite spot or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It'll all depend on the ranger. And that's pretty much what I'm so excited about, is knowing, you know, their how they feel in their park and their vision and why they're there and what made them become such a, you know, such an underdog, because a lot of them are, a lot of them feel that way. I've been speaking to many of them. Many of them have written autobiographies because they've had such fascinating lives. Mm-hmm. So I'll let them write the book a little bit.
So you will have text along with the photographs and the artwork.
Yes, I will have questionnaires for each ranger, small, you know, they're busy, but small questionnaires. And the quote that stands out the most from that questionnaire, I'll put that on the page. Mm. Yes, so it'll be a little bit from their mouths also. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, as you're thinking about this journey, well, what's the first park y'all are going to visit once
probably
you
Carlsbad
here?
Caverns, because we're going to head over to Austin. Robert's family's there. Mm-hmm. So we'll hit up Austin and then move on from there. And it's going to be Carlsbad Caverns. Yes. Mm.
And have you been there before?
Yes, yes. It's absolutely delightful. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, so there's no national parks in Texas that you're...
Big Bend is there. Mm-hmm. And we are still debating if we're going to go to Big Bend before Carlsbad, or maybe hit it on the way home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other way around. Right. Well, now, which ones are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, gosh, probably Banff and Olympia National Park. And, of course, Yellowstone. That was the first, 1872. That was the first national park, and I've never been there. So that is going to be, you know, a bit of history, too. Mm-hmm. I hope to interview several rangers there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, of course, you are starting off kind of at high tourist season.
Unfortunately, yeah. It fell that way in our lives. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the main one of the main reasons is because of Festival International.
Mm.
We
had
couldn't
to stay for that.
Bear to leave before that. We had, yeah, that's our Christmas.
Mm. So that could make for some interesting, there are probably lots of rangers, I guess, on mm-hmm. staff. Do they add more during the
summer?
They
do. Yeah, it's a higher season, yes. That's what we're trying to get out of here in May, you know, to try to beat some of the hot hiking, like the Grand Canyon. You're not supposed to hike down there in July and August. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be hiking down in the, into there, and hopefully we'll make it there by the end of May.
So do you have a sense of how long you want to stay at each park? Or you, do you have a 2 days, 3 days?
Probably.
Depends on the park.
Yeah, it depends on the park. Probably, you know, for the big ones like Yellowstone and that, 3 to 5. Some of them, maybe 2. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
What's the smallest national park that y'all
visit? The smallest? I guess I'm not sure.
Because
yeah,
when you think national park, we think of preserves of large amounts of land. I don't know if there are any small ones, really.
Small ones. Yeah. There are some that are very, you know, close together, mm-hmm. like Black Canyon of the Gunnison and Arches and all these. There's some, you know, strangely named ones that are very close, mm-hmm. and they might be relatively small, mm-hmm. yeah, compared
grouped
to
together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
About how long is this going to take you? You think the entire project?
We're hoping to be done by August, mm-hmm. in terms of the trip. And then hopefully the book will be done by early 2013. Mm-hmm. Yes, by March. Mm-hmm. I'm setting a goal of March.
Well, now, have you spoken with most of these rangers, or are you just going to show up on their doorsteps?
I've spoken to a few of mm-hmm. them, and as we get closer to each park, internet access is so accessible these days. I will contact them a couple days ahead of time and ask them a good time, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure exactly which ones will be available at what times because some of them are seasonal. Mm-hmm. So I'll wait and give them about a week's notice so mm-hmm. that they're ready and they know about it, that we're coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be along the way.
And generally, I think we would imagine park rangers to be quite expressive about
yes.
their work since they are kind of park docents and talk to
right.
visitors a lot.
Right. And they're going to be great to interview. I even asked, I called the D.C. offices and asked if I needed special permits to interview the rangers and take their photographs. And, oh, no, that's what the park rangers are there for. They're there to, take interviews and talk. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're not doing a movie, basically, mm-hmm. we don't have to get a special permit to do this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, yeah.
So they're really the face of the park. They
right.
are the PR people for the park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're very special.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever published a book before?
No, not published. Uh-huh. I have not. I have done a couple, but definitely not published. That's, mm-hmm. Going to be the biggest challenge is the marketing and the distribution, editing. Mm-hmm. That's going to take this book that I want it to be everywhere, globally mm-hmm. accessible. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the biggest challenge.
Now, are you going to try to go to that conference in Tanzania?
yes, that I was told I should go, but mm-hmm. Again, that's very expensive, so I'm not sure about that. I would love to, maybe next year.
Well, if you end up going, we'd love to have you back or talk to you by phone about how that experience was.
Fabulous.
Again, my guest, Lacey Dupree, many of you know her as a part of the Acadiana Food Circle, as an artist, a jeweler, and now she's exploring some other sides of her interests, both artistic and socially. Right. This project is called Something for Wilderness. It is going to be a book, and there are lots of ways where you can find out more about it. Facebook page,
yes.
website.
Yes. Somethingforwildness.com and also something for what? That's okay.
I something. Keep saying, sorry.
It's one letter off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somethingforwellness@gmail.com and then Something for Wildness Facebook. Yeah, and there's an event you can invite everybody to.
Something for Wildness. And again, a quote by John Muir that
yes.
comes from his writings, and they were so extensive.
Oh, yes, yeah. very much.
Yeah. Yes. So look that up on Facebook or other places. Okay. Something for Wildness. And we'll look forward to the finished product, Lacey. And,
Thank you.
Hopefully you all will wind your way back to Louisiana at some point after
oh, yes.
all of this artistic activity. In school, and can
yes.
you tell us what you're studying?
Oriental medicine.
Oriental
yes,
medicine.
So that's acupuncture and herbal pharmacology, all those things.
Mm-hmm. And how long
yes.
a program?
It's at least 4 years just to get, another master's, maybe two more for the PhD, so...
Well, what a nice trip to be taking before you enter into that study
yes.
as well.
Well, thank you so much for having
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Again, more ways to find out about Something for Wildness. Lacey Dupree and Robert Burwell, and we look forward to the finished product. Thank you so much, Lacey.
Thank you.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Science Museum just opened up a new exhibit called Louisiana 200 Years Later. The exhibit uses artifacts, graphic panels, photographs, video kiosks, as well as a Civil War diorama, displaying artifacts from the Port Hudson State Historic Site. There's lots of writing by local historian and writer Jim Bradshaw. For more information, you can stop by their website, which is LafayetteScienceMuseum.org. The McNeese Department of Performing Arts will present the McNeese Choirs in a free spring concert tomorrow evening at 7:30 in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater. Choirs performing will include the concert chorale, ladies vocal ensemble, men's vocal ensemble, and the chamber singers. It's a free concert tomorrow evening on the McNeese campus in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater. On Friday, the McNeese Student Art Association will hold their annual spring art sale. That will be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the lobby of the Shearman Fine Arts Annex. McNeese visual arts students and faculty will be displaying over 300 artworks produced during the semester. Works include wheel thrown as well as hand-built ceramic vessels, photographs, drawings, paintings, mixed media works, and a wide range of printing processes. For more information, you can call the Department of Visual Arts at McNeese. The Children's Theater Company now has tickets online for the comedy The Frog Princess. Performances will be at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center on Kirby Street in downtown Lake Charles. The show will run Friday, May 4th, Saturday, May 5th. Both of those are at 7:30 and on Sunday, May 6th at 3 p.m. Tickets are available at their website, childrenstheater.cc. Downtown Alive continues this Friday with a performance by Greg Martinez and the Delta Kings. They'll perform in downtown Lafayette at Parc Sanssouci. The First Friday Reading Series in Lake Charles continues this Friday with a free fiction reading by two McNeese MFA candidates, 7 o'clock at the Porch Coffee House. The monthly reading series is sponsored by the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum in Lafayette on the UL campus, Picasso's Attic will benefit, actually it's a benefit art sale called Picasso's Attic. There's over 100 original paintings, drawings, and prints donated to the Hilliard for this special benefit. That will take place this Saturday, May 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hilliard. All are invited to attend. There will be a conversational Cajun-French gathering this Saturday and every other Saturday at the Begno House. This Saturday it will be from 9 until 11 a.m. The Begno House is at the City of Scott Heritage Visitor Center at 110 Benoit Patin Road in Scott. The concert Mozart and Beyond will take place this Saturday, May 5th in Angel Hall on the UL campus. The concert will feature Tanya Bannister on piano, and she will be performing works by Mozart, Beethoven, and Schubert. Tickets are available at the door or through the Acadiana Symphony website, which is acadianasymphony.org. The Preservation Alliance of Lafayette will have a special brunch this Sunday, May 6th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Historic Preservation Month celebration will benefit the restoration of La Vieille Marie, Lafayette's first City Hall building, which was built in about 1898. The Champagne Brunch will take place at Shagwood Manor, which is at 1414 East Bayou Parkway. For more information, you can call 291-8431 in Lafayette. That's area code 337-291-8431. UL Lafayette's AmeriCorps group will present a field day this coming Sunday, May 6th. It will feature jump rope contests, water balloon tosses, hula hoop contests, egg and spoon races, face painting. It's for parents and children. It's a free day of free fun, and that will be from 3 until 6 p.m. Sunday afternoon at the Lafayette, UL Lafayette Intramural Fields. Those are across from Bourgeois Hall at 225 Cajun Dome Boulevard. That's the UL Lafayette AmeriCorps Field Day. For more information on the field day, you can call the UL Lafayette AmeriCorps office. Lafayette will celebrate Free Comic Book Day on May 5th. That's this Saturday. It's a special day where comic books shops across the world give away comic books, and there will be five local graphic artists who create their own comic books who will be talking about their work and signing copies. Cody Chamberlain, Rob Guillory, Bert Duran, Brent Peoples, and Jason Biavenu will participate in this Free Comic Book Day. They will be signing books and talking about their work from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Ann Books 2 in Lafayette. That's on Johnston Street. The Banner series continues with a performance this Saturday, May 5th, with the McNeese Jazz Festival. The featured soloist will be saxophonist Tom Scott. For more information or tickets, you can go to the Banner's website, which is banners.org. This weekend, a number of events at Vermilionville, including their weekly Cajun Jam from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, and the Bal de Dimanche, which takes place every Sunday at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. This Sunday it features musician Goldman Thibodeau and his group, the Lautell Playboys. In Crowley this Sunday, there will be auditions for the play Barely Airs by David Lassig. That will take place at 2 p.m. at the Crowley Art Gallery, 222 North Parkerson in Crowley. The comedy calls for four men and three women, and the play will be performed at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley in August. Two plays will be auditioned for, The Glass Mendacity and Reefer Madness, the new musical. Those auditions, The Glass Mendacity, which is a comedy centered around characters created by Tennessee Williams, will audition at Cité des Arts May 9th and 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. You need to come with a one-minute comedic monologue. Cold readings are also available. Reefer Madness, the new musical, will hold auditions May 25th through the 27th at Cité des Arts as well. For more information about these two plays, you can contact Cité des Arts. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana will hold a big orientation for potential volunteers Thursday, May 10th from 5:30 p.m. on, Saturday, May 19th at 10:30 in the morning, and Tuesday, May 29th at 5:30. For more information about these orientation sessions, you can call Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana or go to their website, acadianabigs.com. There are a number of summer camps being held for children this summer through the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and also Cité des Arts Storypalooza. They will also join forces with AOC for Storypalooza, which will take place in a number of places around town. It's about storytelling in an innovative style. The ASO will also offer a summer piano camp, a visual arts camp, and a camp for explorers. For more information, you can go to the ASO website, Acadiana Symphony and Conservatory of Music. Also at Cité des Arts, two summer camps for children, one called the Imagination Game, presented by Jim Phillips and Cherie Cohn. Call Cité des Arts for more information. Also, They're Gonna Put You in the Movies, which is a summer camp featuring motion picture production. That is also at Cité des Arts. The next Louisiana Crossroads will take place May 9th and 10th. Zigaboo Modaliste, King of the Funky Drums, will be performing at Central School Theater in Lake Charles on May 9th at 7 p.m. and at the ACA Theater on May 10th at 8 p.m. For ticket information, you can stop by the Acadiana Center for the Arts website. Auditions will also be held at Cité des Arts for the play The Rehearsal. It's a 17th century comic satire by George Villiers. Those auditions will be May 9th and 10th, 7 to 9 p.m., also May 12th. For information on that play, you can contact Cité des Arts as well. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button or clicking on the program button and finding out more about individual programs here at KRVS. You can podcast so many of those locally produced programs. You can go to the individual programs and listen to archived programs there or download them for listening to later on. And you can, of course, always support KRVS securely at our website, krvs.org. Just click on the support button on the top bar and find out all the many ways that you can support KRVS, whether it's through individual memberships, program underwriting, perhaps a car donation, a vehicle donation. Information about that is all at our website. And stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 8 o'clock, it's Mr. Bob Gushereau's The Music of Yesteryears. At 9 o'clock, Big Band Swings. At 10, Selected Shorts. At 11, Music from the Hearts of Space. At midnight, Beat Current. And at 1 in the morning, La Vea Nera. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.